We are rejoining our fair ladies as the jousting continues. Both Xantippe and Altman seem to be evenly matched and are both getting in quite good strikes. At this point, it does look like they may be jousting all night.
When I've bested you, I shall carry your handkerchief with me so I could see I am the man who won the Lady Xantippe's stubborn heart.
I think not, kind sir.
And when we win, we will carry your undergarments to show how bad you lost.
Odds blood, Lady Millie. We do not carry around the loser's undergarments. We are knights, not braggarts.
Yes, Lady Xantippe. Sorry, ma'am.
Now, good sir, where were we?
I believe that you were about to continue fighting.
I believe that you were about to concede, m'lady.
I don't think that's how that works.
So, on to melee weapons, then. Now, Millie, you will see that fighting after jousting can be very tiring. You will be tired from holding your lance, and it is important to remember...
Are we to battle or talk like little girls?
Oh dear. I do believe that Sir Altman has made a very big mistake.
Ooh, she's really gonna beat your butt.
I believe in this case, Millie, you would be correct.
Come on, hit me, I'm here.
Call a parry?
Do it!
Looks like I can go do some sparring.
Oh dear, what is Lady Millie up to now? Looks like Lady Xan has her end covered. One of us should watch over Millie.
Gonna find a dragon, gonna make a friend. Gonna find a dragon, gonna love her forever. Those look like dragon tracks.
Millie, those are duck tracks.
Gwee! I'm that much closer to finding a dragon!
How does Lady Xan put up with you? Those are duck tracks, Lady Millie. Duck, like quack, quack, duck. Oh, never mind. You never listen to me anyway. Perhaps we should slow down and be a bit cautious?
You better be a dragon. Otherwise, we are gonna have a problem.
Oh, so sorry, m'lady. I didn't know anyone else was out here. Are you alone?
Why? You wanna see how fast I can stab you in the leg?
No, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
No, I'm trying to avoid my knight.
Why in the heavens would you be doing that? My knight is the best. She's been teaching me so many things.
Mine isn't that good. All he does is talk about what he has done, and we got sent here to guard a stupid bridge because he wouldn't stop talking over our lordship. He kept interrupting, and he was being crass to her ladyship. He's impossible.
That's horrible! What's his name, anyway?
Sir Altman.
I think he might be getting a lesson in manners from my knight.
What do you mean?
By the way, I'm Millie. What's your name?
I'm just Skippy.
Lack of sound in this place is never a good thing. Lady Millie, perhaps we should be heading back to Lady Xan? What in the world has Millie gotten herself into this time? Will Xan notice that Millie is missing in time to save her? Who is this mysterious new squire? And why is his name Skippy? Tune in next time for the next exciting chapter.
There be dragons.
You've been listening to Queen of the Knights, an Arthurian chapter story, written by Amy Riddle, directed by Eugene R. Hendricks. Narrator, very nervously, by Tim Price. Xantippe by Femi London. Millie by Amy Riddle. Altman by Bill Robinson. And Squire Skippy by Nicole Tomty. This production, characters, and storyline Our copyright 2023, Azure Voices, LLC, all rights reserved.
Ending theme, Almost Fall, by Bulletproof Audio Endeavors.
Oh dear.